Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, we have to have fun because it's Monday. And as I told you off the air, because it's my birthday, I just kind of am doing whatever I want.
It's a free day.
I'm like coming late, later than normal.
Later than normal.
Invite people on the show without asking anyone.
It's your day, dog. Let's get it.
Thank you for the Diet Coke, DZ.
You're welcome.
You're a man after my own heart. You know I'm very happy about that 12-pack of Diet Coke you set in front of me.
Got to restock the fridge, huh?
You're right. Oh, good call.
Come on, man. I looked at my wife and I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to grab a 12-pack of Diet Coke.
Yes.
I'm going to restock the fridge. She was like, great idea.
It's a great idea. Aaron's right, man. Well, the question of the day today, DZ, is what TV sitcom family, old or new, would you have liked to be a member of? And I'm going to open this up because it's not just sitcoms anymore. There are plenty of reality show families that you're allowed to call in. Maybe you want to be on the Kardashians. Maybe you want to be one of the Chrisleys and go to jail. I don't care.
I guess.
Whatever makes you happy. But what TV family, because I think sitcom can sound outdated at times.
Right.
What TV family do you want to be a part of?
Oh, man.
I'll go first because, like I said, I do what I want.
It's your day. Go ahead. And it's ladies first, always.
Thank you. Modern Family, all day, every
day. Hands down?
I would be laughing so hard. Now, the question is, which one of the families do I want to be in? Because even though they're one, there's three separate ones.
True.
I would like to be Cam and Mitchell's child.
Oh, you want to be Lily?
Yes, I want to be Lily. Or just a part of their family.
I got you. Okay.
Modern Family for sure is what I would pick.
Yeah, well.
I don't think I want Al Bundy to be my dad, though. Just saying.
It's not Al Bundy, though.
He's different on there.
He's cooler on this show.
His name's not Al Bundy on Modern Family.
But he's always Al Bundy, right. Let's be honest. All right, no, this is a great question. It's fun.
It's hard, I know.
But it's hard.
Listen, I'm gonna check the text while you're thinking, because you can always text or call to 414-533-1037. The question of the day is, what TV family would you want to be a part of? And this can be a sitcom, old or new. This can be a reality show. What do you got, DZ? Anything yet?
Yeah. So I want to be a part of the Banks family. Fresh Prince. Either old or new. I'd be cool with even being in the modern one, the new show version. Either one, pick, take your pick. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of thinking old school because that's just the way I live. You know, I love the 90s. Yeah.
I mean, it was goals to be in that family. Yeah. That was why everybody loved that show, was because who didn't want to fantasize about moving in with your rich uncle in Beverly Hills, which I know they called it Bel Air, but because there is a Bel Air, but they're all.
We knew what it was.
They're all rich cities, okay, in LA.
City in Cali. Come on.
Who doesn't have that as like, oh, my rich family somewhere else. I'm going to move away.
Yep.
So I get that, why that's almost like a fantasy. You know what I mean?
Especially growing up watching the show every single day. Mm-hmm. Come on now. What else would I literally wouldn't say anything else.
Okay, who wrote in they want to be on The Sopranos? Come on.
Hey, we opened it up. We asked for this, Allie. This is your day. You can't complain about comes with it.
What was I asking for? This was stupid, man. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so the other texts we got in, Roseanne. Down. The Connors were broke. They hated each other. They might have been funny, but no way. The Connors is how we grew up. I don't need that already. We already grew up like
you.
That. We already grew up in the Midwest.
Poor. I'm out.
We're good. And our parents weren't that funny. Friends, I'd want to be Joey. Okay.
Somebody said that 70s show. That's a good one.
That's a good family.
And Wisconsin, come on. They don't even got to move.
Mm-hmm. They don't got gotta move. Somebody said Full House.
Nice.
Yeah.
I rock with that. I like Full House.
I could see that for sure. Okay, 414-533-1037. The question of the day is, what TV family, old or new, reality or scripted, would you want to be a part of? I said Modern Family. You said Fresh Prince. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
The question of the day is a fun one today. What TV family, old or new, would you have liked to have been a member of? This can be a sitcom. This can be a reality show. This can be any family on TV.
Ooh, whatever you want it to be.
Amanda is calling this morning in Waukesha. We'll start with her. Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. The question of the day is, what TV family would you want to be a member of?
Well, the Banks are goals with all the money. But if like an average family, I got to go with the Winslows from Family Matters.
Ooh. Oh, look at you going back.
Yeah, that's
I like
good.
It.
Mm-hmm. For being a cop, he let his kids have a lot of parties at the house.
We all saw what happened, though. Let's be honest.
Oh, jeez. It's such a good point. Yeah, that's a good one. Absolutely. Somebody texted in and said, Jersey Shore, are you out of your mind?
Hey, was that my wife? That might have been my wife.
Well, it might have, because they said, I think it would be a vibe. Oh, it'd be a vibe, all right.
It'd be a fun family, for the most part.
A vibe and drama.
Yeah. Boy, Amanda.
But good stuff. Thanks for calling, Amanda. Have a good day.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too. Amanda Bye. Winslow. Bye.
Somebody said Parks and Rec. I want to be Ben and Leslie's family.
I never watched the show. I'm sorry. I don't get the reference.
I don't watch Parks and Rec either. And then somebody said the Matthews family from Boy Meets World.
Yeah, that'd be dope. The Matthews were lit. Okay, okay.
Lori in Cedarburg said, the only time I'll say the Kardashians. I won't be the forgotten family member that is not on camera but still partakes in everything. Oh, or maybe she will be. I don't know.
She refuses to be robbed.
Lori, I didn't pin you as a Kardashian. Look at that.
And she'd be the judo Kardashian.
Who said I want to be a Gallagher? That's shameless.
That's saying something.
You don't want to be in that family. We want to watch that family.
How is your life now then? If you
That family is at rock bottom at all times.
Hold on.
Like what?
Do you want to be just in the family or like just surrounding the family with you?
Nobody makes it out alive in that family. You understand that, right?
I'd rather be V's kid, bruh. Come on. They're at least a little more put together.
We'd rather be a side character.
Yeah. I'd rather be a bum on the street. I don't even know.
Well,
hey, we said it is open.
It's open.
They want to be shameless.
And
all right.
Family Guy count? It does not. Animated does not count. I'm sorry.
What?
No.
Oh,
no.
I'm going to say Family Guy.
Nope.
Almost did.
Ebony is calling Pewaukee to Milwaukee driving this morning.
PKE to MKE.
Ebony.
Hello, it's Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy
Monday.
No, she said happy birthday.
Oh, she said happy.
Cat world. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Ebony. I appreciate that. My mom already texted me, good morning, Bright Eyes. I told you, she always calls me Bright Eyes. So she's the first one to text me this morning.
Look at her.
And DZ was at a close second with the 12-pack of Diet Coke over there.
Let's go. Podium, baby.
All right, Ebony, the question of the day is, what TV family, old or new, would you like to be a member of?
Okay, I would love to be a member of the Johnson family. Rainbow Johnson, Dre Johnson from Blackish.
I don't watch Blackish.
I was gonna say
who?
Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would love to be a part of them because they're like the new age, kind of upper scale black family.
I heard that show's amazing. I don't watch any sitcoms anymore, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, nothing.
Yeah.
I can't think of one I still would watch weekly.
Me neither.
I'm
neither.
Out.
Yeah.
And I know that
it's over now. I definitely would have been a part of their family.
So I
and also, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this, Allie.
Hmm.
I was scoping your little Facebook page, and hun, I didn't know that you were this big of a baddie. You're in the gym. You're doing it. You're doing this. You're doing that. You literally are an it girl. Like,
you out here.
Oh my gosh, thank
Snaps.
Oh my, keep gassing me up.
Yeah, I was looking and I was like, oh my goodness, who is this skinny queen?
Ebony, you got Allie blushing over here.
Oh my goodness, I was like, is this the lady I'm talking to every day? Get out of here. Get out of here. Well, whatever you want to do, drinks, they're on me.
Thank you, bow. Ebony. It takes one to know one. So it takes a bow to know thank Ebony. You. So I'm just saying, you know, you're a forklift driver. You lost 100 pounds. Ebony, yeah. We can be friends.
That part.
Yeah, yeah. Really cute.
Well, thanks for creeping on my Facebook page. That was
of course.
Nice.
You're welcome. Anytime. BZ, you're next.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
I'd go to his Instagram. He doesn't do much on Facebook.
I don't do much on Facebook, dog.
But I love it how if any man had done that, I'd be like, ew, get off my page. Ew. But she's on like, oh, thank you for stalking me. That was so nice.
I'm like, girl, you are fine. All right.
Well, I lost 150 pounds. Listen, Ebony, I lost 150 pounds. Okay. I had cosmetic skin removal surgery.
You look good
than
before.
Thank you.
But you look even better now because you look like you feel better.
Well, I do. Oh, my gosh. Thanks,
period.
Ebony. Period.
Appreciate you, fam.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye. Love y'all.
Love you back. Peace.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, DZ, what is the problem today? Because we have a very big show happening today.
All right, so I'm going to keep it a buck. This one comes from one of my guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. It comes from one.
I'm going to need his name in social. No, I'm just kidding.
His name is G.
G, got it.
Right?
This is one of your friends.
Yeah. A friend that I actually golfed with over the weekend.
Oh.
And this is where the story came from.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let me clear my throat. Not for real, though.
Okay, I can't wait to hear this.
G said, man, I need your help. I'm at my wit's end with my coworkers. We go out once or twice a month for happy hour, and it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
What isn't fun is when the bill comes and everybody insists on splitting everything evenly. Mm-hmm. That really gets me going.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's not a matter of the money by any means. And I know it's not because he makes good money at his job, right? And say it's the principle that I'm spending 2 to 3 times more than what I would have simply paid for myself. I've tried to oppose the group, but it just gets shut down. Let's do separate checks. Nope. We end up splitting. I'm close to stopping going out with him because I can't justify spending $50 to $60 on a bill that would have been $25 max for just me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So I know it's challenging, but give me some advice on what I can do to still go out with my coworkers and avoid overpaying for my bill.
This is a classic issue.
Come on now.
Because my friends and I always split it down the middle, and I feel like we're at a place in our lives and careers where
we could do that.
But
split
there was
evenly.
Also a period in my life where I would have been upset had you asked me to split it evenly because I didn't want to pay for extra for if I was being conscious of the bill, that means I was probably drinking or eating less on purpose, so I didn't have to spend as much. And now you put someone in a position where they're to split it.
Yeah.
So if you don't know your friends and you're not clear on finances, then you can get really screwed if everybody's not clear on the method they use. And this is a clear example of it.
But this is also a difference between friends and coworkers. You
fair.
Feel me?
My friends would know and my coworkers wouldn't. You're right.
You don't really discuss all the financials with coworkers, right?
Never.
And rarely are you close with your coworkers in a scenario where it's like, it's like that. But think about it
right.
Like this. I know this man personally.
Yeah.
I can give you extra details.
Okay.
There are scenarios where they have been out and people, let's just say, are mooching off the group, going and bringing home significant others' food. Grabbing more drinks than should be grabbed.
If you are out to eat and someone orders food to take home, that's a separate order with a separate bill.
I have seen
my girlfriends do this to take food home to their
partners,
dudes,
kids, whatever.
And I have seen it. And nobody touches that bill. They pay a separate bill for that.
Don't
wow.
He said it has happened. People will overdrink. People will buy other people drinks, and it all goes on the same tab. So when it comes and it goes, everybody, $1,000 bill, we're all splitting it evenly.
Now I'm mad.
Think about it, man. And it's usually a group between 5 and 10 people, right? Give or take.
Yeah.
So it's about, let's call it at least $300 on the bill.
Yeah.
Right? Split between a few people.
Right.
Usually, if not more.
That's crazy. Okay,
that's wild.
I didn't know they were doing all that. Now I'm mad.
Giving you a little extra context. So he wants us to give him advice.
On how
to still go out with his people, work, friends, co-workers for happy hour, but not have to split the bill with all of them.
And especially if he's already tried, oh, this is making me mad. Okay, we're going to give advice. I want to hear what you have to say coming up next, because we need to do the Lollapalooza keyword.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let's do that. We're going to send you to Lollapalooza right now, because you could go for 4 days, and we're giving you a chance 4 times a day to go to Lollapalooza in Chicago. Lots of people are going to be there, and it's going to be simple. All you have to do is listen for the KISS keyword, and you're going to put it basically at 1037kissfm.com. Yep. You can go there and put the keyword up. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing, bro. I mean, that sounds like one of the easiest ways. And who doesn't love Lollapalooza? There's too many things going on, bro.
And then we have another concert announcement on the way, too. There's so much happening.
Hold
right
your
now.
Horses. There's a lot of things to hold.
So from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Should we do the Lollapalooza keyword? And then we'll take your calls next. And then we'll do a concert announcement after that. And then we've got tickets to that.
Oh, yes. Okay. So what would DZ do? 414-533-1037. We need advice on how to still go out with coworkers for happy hour and not split the bill. And the Lolla keyword right now?
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on KISS FM.
Okay, so the problem is people that try to make you split the bill evenly when you go out, but yet they order other things, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, this comes from my guy, G, who I golfed with. He says he goes out for happy hour with coworkers once to twice a month. Mm-hmm. Every time they end up splitting the bill evenly.
Yeah.
So he's doubling, tripling what he's normally spending and goes, man, I want to still go out, but I'm not trying to split it, bro. I want to pay my own way.
This would make me crazy. Mm-hmm. So unfair. We're going to start today with Saucy Sandra, who's calling in.
I'm different, yeah.
Oh, Saucy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Sauce.
Happy Monday, my friend.
Happy Monday. So what do you think that his friend G should do?
Well, his friend already communicated and made boundaries. They didn't want to go along with it. I'm sorry, but your friend can't be going out with him anymore. And if he does go out with him anymore, say, I want my stuff on a separate check.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, okay. Saucy.
It all comes down to communication. And how dare these other people order food to take home and put that on the bill? That is ridiculous.
It's screaming audacity. I mean, that's for sure. It's what the hell? You know, I mean,
exactly.
Come on.
That's like disgusting. Like, hi, can you take any more advantage of?
Yeah, it's advantageous for
sure. It's a real lack of awareness of other people around you and what their situation may or may not be.
I mean, massive. I'd say it's a hyper awareness of taking advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's weird because they're all coworkers.
Mm hmm.
So they are all making generally the same amount.
I would never assume people that all work together make the same amount of money ever.
I know my coworker makes more than some of his counterparts, so we could just say that. I could clear some of the air on that. You know what I mean? So they don't all make the same amount of money.
They've been there for how long? Well, yeah, that's true.
Hold on then. Okay, wait. Hold on then. If your coworker makes more than everybody, then they really are taking advantage of him more than anyone, because they're going, oh, there's people higher up that make more, and we're going to put more on the bill. Like, they are
taking advantage.
There you go. That's even worse.
They're doing it on purpose. Hey, he low-key might have to stop going out with him.
Jinx. Okay, bye.
Great advice, fam.
Bye. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right, let's go to Andrea in Waukesha next. Hey, Andrea.
Morning.
Good morning.
So, what do you think DZ's friend G should do?
I gotta agree with Saucy with what she said of doing another check. Like, you need to bring your cash, your own cash, for yourself to pay for your tax.
Mm.
And that way, like, cash. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I got my car left at home. I only got cash.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Wash the dishes?
Dude, Andrea, that's a good one. And somebody else texted in and said he should excuse himself to the bathroom and go pay at the bar.
I like that. That's actually really smart.
Smart.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you either got to do it immediately when you walk in and say, hey, I'm here with this group, but I want my check, what I order, on a separate bill. You can count me as a separate table if you want to, sugar, but I do not want to be included in that mess.
And somebody else said that you could just go grab drinks at the bar separately and not even be involved.
Pay on your own, get your food by yourself, and then just come over and sit with the group. Hey, we're coming up with solutions, y'all. Hey,
we got this.
Look at us.
Look at us. Andrea, look Look at us.
We're on fire today.
We appreciate your call, G. Great call.
Bye, Andrea.
Bye-bye. Take care.
You too.
Other text coming in saying he needs to be honest with his coworkers and get a separate check. That's Anna in Milwaukee.
How do you do that, though, when the group is so heavily opposed? And you, not to say you just go with the herd, but when everybody's going, no, no, we'll split it, you don't want to be the bad guy and be like, no. No, I won't.
But if it's that much of a difference, I don't even know if it's that bad to speak up and say, we all had, it's one thing, you guys, I'll split the bill with you if we all eat and drink the same amount, but we're just not there right now, guys, so I'd like to do separate checks.
If all I got was an appetizer, I'm not paying for your drinks.
And just because I'm higher up than you, I'm definitely not paying. Like, true. That could be the other thing, if he's higher up or not, you know? I don't know. Let's go to Lori, last but not least, in Cedarburg. I could have my Gucci. Lori.
Morning, morning.
Morning.
All right.
I have to agree with Saucy. Either pay your own way or, sorry, I ain't hanging out anymore.
Stop going.
You're with these people 8-10 hours, who knows how many hours a day. You really need to go out and hang out with them outside of work.
Fair. Do you really want to?
Depends on the coworkers.
He said it was fun. He likes it. He enjoys it. Yeah. He gets along with his coworkers, but
it's good for morale if y'all like each other.
True. But he's not trying to pay that hang out with coworkers tax.
I can't believe how many people wrote in and said, show up late and start your own tab. Maybe that's part of the solution.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just... I've only had one group of coworkers that we ever hung out with outside of work. I was 21, and it was a bunch of school bus drivers. We would go hang out after work on Friday, but we all had agreement. You just pitch in what you can. It doesn't matter what you can or what you can't. Just pitch in what you can.
Right, and the bill will be covered.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but you had that agreement ahead of time.
Common understanding.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Lori.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Wow. So many good texts. Do you think you're going to tell your friend to just stop going or show up late?
So originally I told him he's got to probably cut it for a little bit.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. I was like, man, that doesn't sound right. That sounds bogus. I'm not paying for nobody else's stuff. But he says he wants to go. So I like the pull up late or go up to the bar. I think I'm going to hit him with that.
Is that what it's going to be?
Well, and he'd be listening, so you already know. He's listening now. He might have texted me this morning, for all we know. He knows right now. He heard it.
If you're listening, friend, let me just say, screw those people. We're taking advantage of you. I cannot. Okay, DZ, now it's time. I know there's a lot happening on the show. We already gave away a chance to win Lollapalooza tickets, and now we've got a new concert announcement happening in Milwaukee. Yeah. The news broke at 7 a.m. If you haven't heard yet, and yes, we will have tickets before 8 o'clock to see this guy. Justin Timberlake is coming back to Milwaukee. He's coming to Pfizer Forum.
Let's go.
He'll be here October 28th. I'm very excited about this. Are you ready for this?
I am beyond ready. I've never seen JT live, but it's one of them things. It's like a bucket list.
You know where I saw him live last? Pfizer in 2019. And I remember it vividly. Or was it the end of 20? It was the end of 2018, not 2019.
Bet.
I was in the middle of my weight loss. I'll never forget it. And it was at Pfizer, and my sister came all the way from California, and we went to see him at Pfizer.
He's a performer, dog. Just straight performer up and down.
Such a good show. So he's going to be here October 28th. Ooh. That is going to be so awesome. So we will have Justin Timberlake tickets this hour.
This hour.
Oh,
snap.
But not yet. Hold on.
Okay.
And by the way, coming up next, I think they're en route. Two visitors joining us on the show next.
Special guest?
If you want to call him special.
Tweedledee and Tweedle who?
My babies will be here next.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I need Woosah.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
103.7 Kiss FM. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
We're here.
We're giving away senior discounts.
Your hands off the mic. We're already starting here on my birthday with chaos. I love you. Look how tall Owen is.
Listen, I don't want to disrespect you on your birthday, but he gets any bigger, I'm going to have to fight him to establish dominance. I told you that before. Oh. I'm saying you get any bigger, my boy, we're going to have to duke this out.
Fight? You want to fight?
No, you
ain't big enough.
You know, thank you.
You ain't big enough.
And the reason I don't want any fights is because all you two do all day long is fight. Owen and Hudson are now 10 and 12. And I thought, for my birthday, come visit me at the radio station.
Uh-huh.
It'll be so nice. And then they come in, and what do? They scream and fight. Thanks for coming by, Hudson.
Hi. So we're going to Hibachi, correct?
We are tonight. We are going to Hibachi with DZ and family and some friends, yes.
They should give you a senior discount.
What? Hey, yo.
This is what he said to me last night.
Senior discount.
Hudson, I cannot, dude. How old do you think I am?
84.
Close enough.
You're 40 years older. 40 years older.
You think I'm 40 years older than I actually am?
Yeah.
So he knows your actual age. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You lived in the prehistoric age with grandma. Grandma lived in the ice age.
Not prehistoric.
Mesozoic.
Grandma lived in the prehistoric age. Grandma lived in the prehistoric age and you lived in the ice age.
Good to know. Wow. I mean, have kids, they said.
It'll be fun, they said.
Have kids. They're going to love you and appreciate everything.
You're old.
This is unconditional love, Allie. What we've always wanted.
You're flabby and retired.
Hey, we're at work right now.
Chill out. You're going to call me flabby? Now you're going to give me a complex. That one's not funny. That sounds like a fourth grade insult at its best.
That joke's out. That one's off the list,
bro. That one is bad.
Off the set.
Owen, yes. What would you
personally, like? I'd saving say money, you're about 65 discounts. Million years old.
What's that?
You're about 65 million years old.
Thank you, guys.
But the T-Rex still
you're infinite years
you.
Old.
All right. Okay. Boys, what age do y'all actually think senior discounts start for people?
60.
Whatever age she is.
Answer the question, Hudson.
Say your
Are
age.
You 46?
No, I'm younger than that. Thank
45?
You very much.
45?
Yes.
Well, then you're getting the senior discount from now on.
No, do you know they don't start till like 60,
60,
you guys?
65?
Come on. Yes, seriously.
I am like 15 years off. Maybe 20.
Y'all will be grown.
You look 70 years older.
You. Okay. You look 24.
Thank you, Owen.
There we
now,
go.
Thank you.
And there
now,
we go,
she's
Owen.
Old and wrinkly.
Stop screaming in the microphone I thought you were going to come by and love me, and now it's just getting mean.
But you're old and wrinkly.
No, she's not. Is it opposite day today?
No, but seriously, actually, when I look at you, I think you're like 24.
Thank
or something.
You, Owen.
Oh, man, see.
Oh my gosh, your brother came in to roast me, but he never stopped.
To be funny.
You came in to scream and roast me.
You want me to rib you, Ma? I bet.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, we're going to go out later and have a celebration,
Yay.
Okay? And yep. I'm excited.
And you're going to get your senior discount.
Hudson, turn off his mic. We're done. I'm not even kidding.
Cut off. Bye.
Hudson's mic. Is there anything, Owen, that you find youthful about me that you would like to say in
you're
a
positive?
Your mic's off. You're done. What would you like to say?
You're mean.
It's your mom's birthday, man.
You're
she does what she
mom
wants.
Ever?
Hey, welcome to Boom. Parenting. They have nothing positive to say about you, even on your birthday.
They said you were the best mom ever.
But he had to think. He had to think.
He had to decide if he wanted to offend other mothers. That's what he was thinking about.
Oh, I see.
There we go. Owen, I got your back, dog.
Okay, give me a hug. Give me a hug. I just wanted hugs and...
Hugs and loves. This is what it's about. Parenting at its finest.
All right, I love you guys.
And they came in wearing your favorite color.
Start up.
They are wearing red.
Yeah, buddy.
I actually thought about, what is your favorite clothes this morning? And I just picked out red.
You thought about my favorite clothes and you picked red? Somebody texted in and said, oh my gosh, Owen sounds like a grown man.
I told you.
And somebody else.
I hate
Hudson.
Can I say
just
it?
No, please stop right now. Why do I always think this is going to be a good idea?
I'm having happens. Fun.
You know what? Can you say, when you want to read one of the texts?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So Ellie says, I hate to say it, but your kids aren't far off. When I turned 50 years old, I got an AARP magazine in the mall. And that's when my senior discount started.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know what AARP is?
No.
Good.
Read the first
old people.
Read the first one.
You boys need to be nice to your mama. No Target for you.
What? Mm. Yeah, Hudson.
I'll be shopping at Target while you're in school by myself and spending whatever I want on myself, including at Starbucks. And it's going to be awesome.
Nice.
Y'all don't get to go say what up to Target Angelo today.
I'm sorry.
Now give your mama a hug and tell her you love her.
Give me a hug and just be sweet.
Aww.
Please.
You look 20.
Hello, there you go.
Hello, I'm Real Allie Faith from 103.7 Kiss FM.
Stop. This is like if you put kids in front of a fake. Like, you know, when you put kids on, like, a fake TV stage and they get to play TV, only we're really
Except
on the
for
radio.
This is real radio.
This is real, you guys. Like, we're on the radio. And they're like, do-do-do-do-do. Oh, to be Owen and Hudson in this city.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I love you, boys. Now go to school, and I'll see you later, okay?
We're not getting to school, then.
No, you're going to school. Get out.
Well, that's all, folks.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And Am I the Jerk is coming up next. After that, we've got Justin Timberlake tickets. And then after that, I've got the coffee date update.
Oh, yes, I forgot about the coffee. So much is going on. Coffee dates.
I know.
Oh, Am I the Jerk next, though?
It's
first things first.
Business. You are your dad's this weekend. Go to school. Bye.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's the jerk for calling out her stepmom.
Okay.
There's a lot of, like, facts and stuff in here where they're, like, venting and trying to tell us everything. Let me just read it to you.
Okay, let's go.
Am I the jerk for calling out my stepmom in front of my dad and sisters? Hey, Allie and DZ. So, backstory, my grandparents on my dad's side want to have a family get together with all the kids, everyone in the family, grandkids, great grandkids in August.
Okay.
So they chose a Saturday, but last year I bought concert tickets as a Christmas present for my sister and her fiance. I even got one for myself and someone else so I could bring someone.
Dang.
When I told my grandparents, they said, okay, we can change the party to Sunday because she had bought tickets for Saturday.
That's nice.
Then they asked me to text my dad and sisters and my stepmom, just letting them know. So I did, and my stepmom said, well, we can't make it. Because my niece and nephew have a horse show, and they already switched Saturday for Sunday. But It's nice to know that the concert's more important than her and my niece.
Oh.
I did not know they had a horse show that weekend, or I would have suggested a different weekend. Okay, how am I supposed to know? Anyway, after she said that, I responded, told her I had these tickets since September. But it's good to know a horse show is more important than us, as in family. She then replied, it's more important than you, singling me out. That's a word for word, and I have the text to prove it.
Okay.
I then told her it's good to know what she really thinks, even though I've always known. This is just the first time she's said it. So then I proceeded to tell her that I just read the message to my grandparents so they would know. I mean, this is a lot of back
she bringing
this,
family
we're
in.
So far, this he said, she said at this point.
Rabbit hole.
Yeah, and it's better. She won't be there making the whole day about herself. Keep in mind, this is a group chat, so my dad and sister saw everything going on.
Okay.
And then the stepmom said, remember, you're too old to get away with this behavior. Bye, brat. And I ended it with bye, bleep. You guys are so juvenile. Now I kind of feel bad. My dad saw the exchange because I know it hurt him deeply.
Dad didn't say nothing, though?
And my mom thinks I probably should have taken it to a private text after she said it's more important than you. But I feel like after 20 years of putting up with her, I feel like I'm in the right. So am I the jerk for calling my stepmom out in front of my family? So yeah, you said something interesting. Where was the dad when they were fighting? Like,
if it's a group chat.
He's calling.
Ain't nobody say chill out.
She's calling her daughter a brat.
Mm-hmm.
She's then calling calling her stepmom a worse B word.
A bleep.
And the dad, and everybody's just silent in the group chat while this is dysfunction at its best.
The sister and the dad just watched the tea.
What planet?
Sat back and let the exchange happen.
I mean.
That's literally what happened, bro. See, but after 20 years, you are an adult, right? Mm-hmm. So clearly they are past their 20s or at least deep 20s, right?
Well, and after 20 years of, you say, putting up with your stepmom, that means she's like your mom, 20 years.
Well, 20 years, but that means
another mom.
You didn't have a good relationship, though, if it's putting up, obviously, right? That's where I'm coming in at and going, are you just going in, layering in the past years of animosity that you guys had, and then now y'all made this the time where it explodes and becomes a thing because there was confusion and dates and things got messed up? Like, is this worth it?
No. Am I the jerk for calling her out in front of my family? I'm going to say you are the jerk. I think this is obnoxious, and I think this is wild. I would like a bigger issue than what it is for you guys to be calling your stepmom, basically name-calling. Mom's calling a daughter, and a daughter's calling a mom, stepmom or not, in a group chat in front of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Over which day you're going to have the get-together. This is the dumbest thing that you guys are fighting over.
I can't disagree with anything that you're saying right now.
It's wild to me. And she wants to know if she's the jerk. Yeah, you're the jerk for even stooping that low at this point. Like, don't go.
But at what point do then, as a child that becomes an adult, with somebody that arguably is no blood relation and you have a problem with, when do you address something? You know, she took it as the opportunity to finally address something.
She was trying to find a solution.
I'm not justifying whatever she was doing, but as far as think about the party, the grandparents, for her, that's the important thing. That's who she's related to blood-wise. Just saying. So she went, I'm making that work. I ain't even know about the horse show wherever. How did that come into the picture? Y'all are already busy doing a horse show that I didn't know about. That start this whole little drama. Now everybody's arguing. Now you stooping to different levels. I just don't know why this is the moment that they chose to address it.
Yeah, in a group text with everybody else in it.
I love that you're addressing it. Y'all clearly got problems. Y'all need to talk. Y'all don't get along.
They're not being productive, though. No. They're just saying these hurtful things back and forth instead of, let's find a different weekend when everybody can do it. That would be the solution here, but instead it turns into, you know,
why would this
insulting
the moment
each other.
To insult each other and call each other out? And honestly, when is the right moment to insult each other and call each other out, though?
Although, if the dad's sitting there while the stepmom says it's more important than you, that's pretty hurtful, too. There's so many things wrong with this story.
Clearly, so many more things going on the parent, the actual parent and the sibling didn't even chime in.
Right.
They just let it happen.
They must be looking at these two like, y'all look crazy. Nobody wants to get involved.
Is she the jerk, though?
Somebody said, okay, but the stepmom has always been an adult, so she has likely raised her this way? Great point.
Hella valid.
That the mom would have, there's no way.
Hella valid.
She probably would have been a kid when her parents started dating if the stepmom's been around for 20 years. So she already should be acting like the adult.
The child.
You're the parent.
The child matured and is now standing up to the adult. Maybe this is... That text right there got something to it.
Somebody else wrote in and said, yikes, the disrespect is strong in this family. You are all the jerks. Love, Bella. Wow.
Wepa.
Somebody else said, oh, that family reunion just went to hell in a basket. I don't want to be at this family thing. Wow.
Let's go.
Let's talk to you next. 414-533-1037. Now that number works to text or call, and we'll see what everybody thinks.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
My head kind of hurts from this one. She wants to know if she's the jerk for calling out her stepmom on a group chat in front of everybody because they couldn't agree on a weekend to get together. They started name calling. The stepmom started it. Mm-hmm. I'll be fair. The stepmom did start the nastiness when she was trying to find a solution.
You
but
think
then
so?
She jumped. Yeah, because she was like trying to find a different weekend. And the stepmom said, no, it's not going to work.
We see where your priorities are.
Something it's more important than you, et cetera. You know, they were both throwing shade.
Hella shade.
Let's just go to the callers. We'll start with Amelia in Milwaukee this morning. Amelia. Good morning.
Y'all ready?
Yes.
She said, y'all ready? I don't know.
I don't know. Are you going to snap? Because she wants to know if she's the jerk for calling out her stepmom. What do you think?
First of all, they're both jerks. Mm-hmm. They're dumb.
I'm sorry.
I've been experienced with family members, stepmom, whatever the case situation, stepdad, whatever. Mm-hmm. Come on now. grow up.
Yeah, everybody needs to grow up.
Yeah, from what it sounds like, the daughter and the stepmom, they probably didn't, they always had issues with each other.
Yep.
For so many years, balling up over the years, maybe the stepdaughter got just had it. But also, the dad not jumping in
was weird
and checking the situation.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other situation, to be completely honest, though. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's another thing, too. And then, like, they both are being petty. Like, even though you're her stepmom, but you're loving to her. Like, I get the young girl. I get it. She snapped. She had it.
Yeah.
So for the stepmom to turn around and be petty at the same level.
Well,
come
she's
on,
setting
girl.
A horrible example. And I would almost bet that sisters are sick of this. And that's why nobody's responding, because they're both petty as hell. And this stupid fighting with adults in a group chat gets old when you actually have things to do in a life.
This ain't the first time.
Yeah, there's no way this
ain't
is the first time.
They've blown up. That's why dad and sister both stayed up out of it, because this is not the first time.
But I still think the parent's the parent, and the parent needs to be lead as an adult, no matter if your children are adults.
But then again, Allie, you'd be surprised how some parents can be petty.
No, I agree. Amelia, this mom was.
I don't got no energy for that stuff. If you want to be petty, get mad for something dumb, you know what? I don't got something to say to you. Then when you don't come around, they want to be like, oh, you're this, and that. You know what? I'm like this because for this reason. Mm-hmm. I could talk from my experience.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. Without a doubt, girl. I am on your team, Amelia.
Amelia said double jerks and double dumb.
Dumb dumbs and jerks. Dumb and dumber over there.
I just want to say happy birthday, Ellie.
Thank
you. Have some margaritas, some fajitos, something.
Okay.
DZ, give her Mama Juana.
Oh, snap.
Wait, is that the stuff I drink in the Dominican? It sounds shady.
We'll talk off air, Allie.
Okay.
Amelia, we appreciate you.
Just remember, I was in a Latin country and they kept giving me a shady liquor and said, drink this. And I went, okay.
Okay.
You guys have a nice one.
You too. Bye, fam.
Amelia's funny. All right, let's go to Christina with the blue hair. Christina, good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Allie.
Thank you. Amelia said they're both jerks, which I've never allowed on this show till today.
And dum-dums.
Yeah, they're both jerks, and I think grandma needs to have them go get a switch. Like, what is wrong with both of y'all? Come on now. This day is supposed to be about the grandma, correct?
Correct.
So shut, just be quiet.
Thank
go
you
if
for
you
watching
can.
Your language.
And if you can't, I'm just triggered because family sucks.
Yeah.
But if my grandmother was still around, I would put up with all the snotty family members just to be with her that day.
Because
my grandma's gone. So you're both a jerk. Grow up. Appreciate your grandma before she's gone. Then you both regret it.
Well,
why I disinvite the both of them. Neither one of you are allowed to come.
It is dad's family. It technically is dad's family. So the son might be the more important one. And one of the sisters can go.
And they both think they're more important than they both want to change the plans based on their own plans.
Their own selfish plans.
That's where I go.
It's like they both need to be dethroned for some reason. Like, you're not royalty. You guys are just two people in the family. Move on.
And since the queen's not leading as she should, aka the stepmom, everybody, you see what happens when she acts like that, the kid acts like that, even though the kid's an adult.
That's why Christina said, tell her to go get the switch. Tell her to
go get the switch.
Well, the dad
ain't
the
pin.
The dad's disappearing.
Dad's just out here MIA, bro. Ooh,
dad's probably, he's shriveled up in a corner somewhere. Sounds like dad has no spine.
He ain't trying to catch a stray.
Why are these children making his Mother's Day about them? Sorry, adults, not children.
Thank you.
Right, thanks,
I think
Christina.
Children would handle it better.
Ooh, they usually do. Christina, we appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
That's two that said both are the jerk. Rico's in Milwaukee.
How we get four jerk votes and two calls?
I don't know, but it's the only time I'm allowing it, because how can you even? Rico, good morning.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Allie. Happy birthday. Ironically, it is my daughter's 14th birthday today as well.
Well, aww. Happy birthday to her. We were born the same year. How exciting. No, I'm just kidding. All Rico, thank you for real, and happy birthday to her. What do you think? Who's the jerk?
I think the kids are the jerk because, you know, even though you have this horse show, you know, not everybody revolves around your life. This is a day for the grandmother. This is a day for her to be happy and joyful. And then, you know, sitting there badgering her between the whole text call and everything, you know, that's just ridiculous. I mean, this day is more important to the grandmother, it seems. The kids are more happy about going to see Wilbur run around the court. You know,
Wilbur?
I mean,
oh my
Lord. Like, Wilbur!
You know? Rico!
Because the horse show!
I know, but this show,
Mr. Ed and Wilbur.
I wasn't expecting it, man. That's
Rico,
all.
Rico, you're funny.
You know, just think of the grandmother. Stop thinking about yourself. There's another horse show that's coming up 2 months from now this summer.
And another concert,
too. It's not that important. Mm-hmm. You know, the grandmother needs to be happy. The kids should be grown up considering that they're there for her party. You know, it's not their situation.
Yeah.
Say less, Rico.
Rico, we're with you. We agree. And when you read this back, you just go, they all sound immature.
They all do. Yeah. But in reality, I think the kids are the jerk for just being inappropriate and disrespectful to the grandmother.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Rico.
Appreciate you.
Not a problem. Love y'all. Thank you very much.
Lay back down. Peace.
So he says the one who wrote in is the jerk. She should just be respectful to the parents and not talk like that. But they're a mess.
Everybody's a jerk in the situation. And I love it. Jerks and dumb.
The stepmom's a jerk for being rude to her stepdaughter. The stepdaughter's a jerk for being rude to her stepmom. The dad's a jerk for saying absolutely nothing while all of this goes on. Mm-hmm. And the other siblings are cool because they just don't want to be involved. They're cool.
Other siblings just ain't trying to catch strays. That's
all. They're just mad they're on the group chat at this point. Let's be real.
They're just trying to stay out the way, bro, because this is not the first time. We've said it once. We've said it again. They are clearly dysfunctional, and they are not a good match.
No. Everybody's a jerk here.
Everybody's weird here. That's what it is.
Okay, so we announced this morning that Justin Timberlake is coming to Milwaukee. He's going to be at Pfizer Forum on October 28th. This is so exciting because I saw him last time he was here. It's been over like 5 years now, I want to say, because it was 2018. So we are due for a new JT show. He's got the new album. And we're going to send someone. Should we send someone?
What you trying to do?
Should we give away some tickets?
It's your birthday. What you trying to do?
Aw, thanks, Deezy. I say we give away tickets to someone special.
Boom, let's drop it.
414-533-1037. Caller 30. You're going to see Justin Timberlake. First person in the city to get tickets right now.
Talk that talk.
Let's go. Here he is now. Kiss FM. Good luck. First person to have tickets in the city. How about that? 103.7 Kiss FM. Justin Timberlake just announced this morning he will be coming to Pfizer Forum October 28th.
Did you see any of the teases around the city at all? I saw some of the billboards that they had.
Oh, they did.
I caught one. It was like a weird, glitchy looking thing where all you see is a hanging box and you can tell it's a performer. But as you drive by fast, you're like, who, what? And then all of a sudden, dun, 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 today, the announcement.
It's Justin Timberlake.
It's JT.
I saw Pfizer tease it a little on their social and I went, oh, they're secretly kind of giving us the hint.
So the picture they posted, right? That was the same picture that was on billboards across the city at random spots.
I saw one
driving and it was just like him hanging from like the shadow box. And I was like,
you knew because you secretly knew Justin Timberlake.
But it didn't have anything else on it. It was just the image.
Oh.
Like there was no lettering. There was no marquee, nothing. It was just a picture. So it was a very cryptic billboard.
Well, let's go to Jessica in Cudahy this morning. Hi, Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Allie.
Thank you. Well, Jessica, you heard the news. Justin Timberlake is coming back to Pfizer Forum October 28th. Pretty cool, huh?
So cool.
Have you ever seen him in concert?
I have. I saw him when he was with NSYNC.
Whoa.
So way back. He was the first concert I ever saw.
Stop it. You've never seen him solo?
I've never seen him solo.
Girl.
Jessica, tickets don't even go on sale. Pre-sale starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody has a ticket yet except for you, Jessica.
Hey! Boom, 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 boom.
Gonna see JT.
Such a good show. And I am sure it's going to be even better now. Now we're going to have new music to add to it.
And we don't call him JT no more. It's Justin Timberlake.
It is. Honestly, it's Justin Timberlake, period. And I have some theories as to why he doesn't want to be called JT.
He don't want to be confused with City Girls.
I was kind of on the same wavelength. There's all these YouTubers that go by JT this, and I didn't realize, and my kids were telling me, and they go, is that the same JT on YouTube? And I go,
no.
Oh, that's why he's sticking to Justin Timberlake, because all these people come in with these JT names.
Don't confuse me with nobody but me.
No. Justin Timberlake, you're going to see him. Congrats, Jessica.
That part, don't get it twisted. You're the first. Let's go.
That's right. Hold on. I got to get some more info, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
And then official general on sale, if you don't have pre-sale, that starts on Thursday. at 10 a.m.
Dang.
But guess what? We're going to continue to have them all week, whether you have them or not.
All week?
All week long around this
tomorrow?
Time. Tomorrow.
The day after that?
The day after
that. And the day after that?
And then, yep, keep going all the way to Friday. We have tickets all week long, and we're very excited. Okay, we're going to take a breath, and when we come back, I'll tell you about my coffee date.
Ooh, I keep forgetting that you had a date.
You know what? Didn't we all? But I went, and I have something to say about it.
Good, bad, maybe?
I guess you're just going to have to wait and find out.
Of course you bet. Fine.
I'll tell you next, for sure. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. I like that, wepa, on a Monday.
It's inspired, because you got an update.
Woo! I got a date update.
You had a coffee date.
I did. I actually went on a sober coffee date. Who am I?
Ooh, look at you.
Look at me, everybody.
All right. Now spill.
All right. So went on this date on Friday. Uh-huh. When we originally were talking, this guy had slid into my DMs. And finally, he just kind of was always there. And I said, finally, you just want to meet up for coffee or something? He had tried to give me his number. And I said, I don't do numbers.
He had been courting you for a little bit, though. Mm-hmm. Just trying to holler at you. He seemed like a funny dude.
Yeah. And I said, let's go. He said he measured himself to be like, I think I'm just 5'11".
His height.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
His height.
I should be
not
careful.
Length and width.
The way I say things on this show.
Yeah, for real.
So I made a thing about me being really tall and 5'11", and you know, guys always lie about their height. And part of me is unsure if they really just are delusional about it. Like, it's not intentional.
Yeah.
They think they're 5'11", but they're 5'8", kind of thing.
Maybe.
Which happens all the time.
More than you think.
And that's what happened once again.
No.
I walked in, and I was like, this guy is not even close to 5'11".
No.
Like, what is he talking about? He's probably 5'9", maybe.
You
maybe.
Said he measured himself.
With shoes
on.
And then he goes, you are really tall. I'm like, for the last time, I'm not going to tell another dude. How many times am I going to have this conversation? If you tell me a height, I'm going to show up and be taller than you if you're not that height. How many times do I have to say this to men?
Allie
until
said,
they show up and they realize, oh, wait.
Yeah, I'm actually 6 feet tall.
I'm going to put boots on. She's never going to know.
Did he have boots on?
No, I don't know.
Okay,
no,
I was going to say, dang.
But that, look, the height's not the thing, though. I've dated a guy shorter than me.
Right.
Pottery guy was shorter than me.
Right.
Okay, fine. I can get past that. However, that wasn't the issue. We sat down. He was really nice.
Okay.
We're having a good convo.
Good.
And then we started talking about our kids. And he made one comment, and that was when, in my mind, the date was, like, over.
Done? What did he say about kids?
Which is probably going to shock him if he's actually listening, because I continued to talk to him for, like, 30 more minutes after this. He basically said he had given up a little bit of time. I asked what his kids' schedule was.
Uh-huh.
And when I asked, he basically had given up a little bit of time to focus on his business. So he had taken time.
He gave up
some of his days,
basically, so that he can focus on his career endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's his own business, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be. He's not working for somebody else.
Mm-mm.
Okay. What's his business?
It's like a remodeling business.
Oh, okay. So he's arguably busy, but dang.
My point was,
you gave up time with your kids.
That was the turnoff. You gave up time with your kids on purpose. Like, I that was it for me. And
yeah.
Everybody's got their own thing, but I was like, because DZ, when I got divorced,
mm-hmm.
as traumatic as it was being blindsided, you know, and everything I went through, it was really the losing my kids half the time that was traumatic for
Hardest
me.
Hardest part for
I
you?
I could let him go.
Fair.
I was able to survive without him.
Right.
Even though I thought I could and I did. But then it was my children.
It was splitting the kids.
That was really, really traumatic for me. And I would cry and I'm just going to be really blunt in Mental Health Awareness Month. I would be suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got help for all of these things. Thank God my therapist got me into the best outpatient program, you know, and I got a lot of good help.
Yeah.
So, because I was in a dark place and I got through that. So when I hear someone give up time with their kids or give up their kids, immediately I'm turned off. Immediately. You know what I mean? Because I you know?
I don't see a world where you wouldn't be, quite frankly,
yeah.
Especially kind of going through what you've gone through.
Yeah.
But,
so that was kind of like, okay. And I know I don't know, because it's not, I don't even want to insult him, because to each their own. There's people that are going to, he's going to find a woman perfect for him, but it's not going to be me. Our priorities are not the same.
Allie, I was going to say, I don't think you're insulting. You're just saying that as far as for your guys' compatibility's sake, that was a one thing, not even a red flag, but just a cue that let you know you guys weren't going to be a match whatsoever. Regardless of what else happened, that was going to be something that stood out to you as not good for, not a green light.
He also said something, this may make you giggle, that his ex was fiercely independent and controlling. And I thought, oh, we're not going to work well together. He thought she was independent yet controlling. We're not going to work together well.
Maybe me and your ex will be friends, though.
That part part.
That's what Allie was thinking.
When I meet these dudes and sometimes they tell me about their ex, I'm like, she sounds like a bad bitch.
Sounds like my girl.
It's the second time a dude's talked about their ex and I've been like, I want to be friends with her. Like, she sounds like she's got it together, you know? But they're like, oh, she made all the decisions and she didn't let me do anything. And so that's the kind of, you know, that's, I mean, he had some good things to say and he was nice. But those were the reasons that I was like, this is not going to go anywhere.
Did you leave the date feeling good at least? All things considered, you're not going to see him again, right? Did you think the date went bad?
No, he was very nice. Yeah. He was very nice.
So it was a good date.
It was. We had some good conversation, but when it was time to see myself out.
You saw yourself out.
I did.
Bye
I did.
Now.
I said, well, thanks for the coffee.
Thank you, friend.
You know, talk to you later.
Bye, buddy.
Really talk to you never, but you know what I mean.
Sure.
I mean that in the nicest way.
100%.
So it just wasn't a match.
Good. Well,
I tried. I went on a sober coffee date. Yep. It was nice, but he's just not the one for me.
I'm glad you went. I'm glad you experienced. I'm glad, you know, not to say forced yourself, but you put that on yourself because it was a little last minute when we talked about it last mm-hmm. week. You felt like it was the pressure on to do it.
Yeah.
Glad you did it.
Mm-hmm.
And glad that we now know we don't, you know, we ain't gonna see him again and we move on.
And
next
he's
guy.
Not gonna be on the roster. I feel like we gotta, some of these guys, I gotta go out with and be like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Let's feel through him. What's mm-hmm. up? But yo, send me the roster. Send me the possibles.
I will.
We got an open gym or what? Is it open tryouts?
Is that allowed?
You're the coach. You tell me.
Is that legal?
You tell me, owner coach.
I don't know, but I'm down for anything at this point. I mean, my gosh. So there's your date update. I'm done.
All right.
That's all. I'm not going out with them again in the end.
Say less.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And it is a very big day. Not only are we giving away Lollapalooza tickets, you have another chance at 11 a.m. with Julia.
Get that next keyword.
4-day passes. But we also had a big announcement about Milwaukee and how Justin Timberlake is coming to Pfizer Forum October 28th.
Ah, Justin Timberlake!
Woo! So we gave away tickets first in the city and we'll have more tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready.
Said what we said.
Mm-hmm. So DZ.
Mm-hmm, because it's not the only thing about this big day.
You
it's your birthday. Or I mean, es tu cumpleaños.
It is my birthday. It was on a Saturday last year, so we did not get to talk about it.
Right.
But you brought me the best gift. I'm going to go grab that, and then I'm going to tell you what everybody should do on their birthday.
Okay. So you go get your gift, and I'm sitting here theorizing of what's something that everybody should be doing for their birthday, whatever it might be. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a myriad of things you could be mm-hmm. talking about, but what is it for you that you think everybody should do?
This weekend, I went out with two of my girlfriends. One of them was like, we have to do something. And I was like, I don't want to do anything.
Right.
And I meant it. And she was like, we have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So me and another friend, I said, I'm not inviting the world. I'm not planning anything. And
not we trying went to do out, nothing crazy.
We went to the Milwaukee Public Market. I ate a pound of shrimp.
Jeez.
At the Tiki Bar.
Dang.
It was the best ever.
Pound of shrimp?
Like, it was not how I pictured my night going. It was the end of the night, by the way. That was like the last stop when they all ate with me, by the way.
The pound of shrimp came at the end of the night,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but we had a good time in the Third Ward, and then we got to the public market, which was bumping because of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, packed to the nines, in and out.
Everybody wanted to be outside.
Downtown was on fire this weekend. So, yeah, it was great. And then we went to the market where I got that shrimp at St. Paul Fish Company. But looky here, DZ got me a 12-pack of Diet Coke. Thank you very much.
Just a little something for your birthday, man. Had to restock the mini fridge.
You see how I don't need...
You're holding it like a baby.
Because it is my baby.
It is your baby.
Diet Coke. Kids.
Diet Coke is your baby.
Diet Coke over kids all day. No, I'm just kidding.
You said what you said. Don't lie.
I did. So thank you for that, DZ.
You're very welcome, man. I see Diet Coke. I think of you. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm the poster. I'm the spokesperson.
They better endorse you at some point, bro.
They should. I should endorse them. DZ, one of the things I wanted to tell you, though, was that you brought in pictures the other day of you when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
I had a family album that a coworker had needed for a project they're working on. So they had my albums for a while and then brought them back to me.
And I was excited to look at some of your childhood photo albums.
You saw all the baby pictures.
I saw all your pictures. I even saw you naked at the age of two, which is, you know, we're not going to talk about.
I think I was a baby. I think I was one.
You were little.
I was little.
It was a
little
baby picture.
Yeah.
But DZ, there was one, I think, picture where it had on the cake, whatever you had, it had the number of your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So I said to you, I wish everyone, when they take their birthday pictures, would have some type of number.
Something.
Even candles on the cake, balloon numbers.
Anything.
Anything. Because now I find myself looking back over pictures in life. And if there's not a number.
You got no clue.
You can't tell. I can't tell you what birthday it was with my kids and me. If there's no number, good luck.
No, you're right about that. Good luck. And even the timestamp, like just because I know the year, now I got to do math to figure out what year it was and how old I was then.
If you have the timestamp of the year.
Pictures don't even have that anymore.
No, there's no timestamp unless it's on digital and you have that on a phone or something.
Sure.
But I'm telling you, there are birthdays where I have a few pictures and I'm like, was I 32 or 33? Like, literally, you're like, I have no idea. Because there was no numbers.
Yo, you're so right about that. Because my mom,
Same thing with your kids.
Even when, say, we'd take a picture or the cake, whatever, and it didn't have a number on it, my mom would go through and put the year somewhere or put my age somewhere. So say the cake didn't have my age on it on a candle.
Yeah.
She would write it with a pen or a marker so that it looked like it was on the cake still so she knew. Or she'd write it on a balloon or something. I've got 1,000 pictures from different birthdays where it's a random balloon that she wrote in pen 7 because it was a 7th birthday.
She just wrote it on there. Smart.
Just to know.
I look at pictures even of Owen and Hudson and they're only 10 and 12, but I remember Owen, there was one where I was looking at it and I go, was he 5 or 6?
Mm-hmm.
And you think, I'm going to remember and see my... You will not remember. Not they will all run together if you don't have the numbers.
Nope. And I mean, memories just tend to bleed through.
Yeah.
15 years later, you're going to go, I don't remember what year that was.
No clue.
Unless you do something that's absolutely monumental and burns into your memory, you're not going to remember.
No, you're not. And that's why I am obsessed with putting the numbers, whether it's on the cake or in balloon form or whatever. I've done that now with my kids, and I'm going to thank my own self later for that when I'm looking back at these memories, because I'm already doing it with some of their earlier birthdays and they're not that old.
They're not that old at
all. How am I supposed to remember what birthday it was if there's no number?
How was Allie supposed to put the baby album together for their high school graduation when she doesn't know what order it's in?
Seriously, I wasn't going to do it anyway, but you know what I mean.
Were they 7? Were they 12? I don't know.
Honestly. And with Owen's height?
You can't tell the difference.
We're not going to know the difference. I'm telling you what.
So that's your something that everybody should do for their birthday.
Yeah, that's my birthday advice, I feel like. Always make sure you take some way, even if you're trying to avoid your age, don't.
Yeah.
Own it, because you're going to look back and wish you knew what birthday it was. And if you want to be older, well, you're not. So put the right age on your cake.
True.
And then have the memories correct.
I don't even want to get too morbid on this, but say you develop a cognitive disability where you start to forget things.
Sure.
You'd love to know, oh, that was for my 44th. That was for my 40th. That was for my 13th. Oh, wow. Look at those men. You never know what that's going to help trigger. It could help you.
Well, if I can't even remember which one of my kids' birthday it was, I'm surely not remembering my own.
My own.
Please. All right. It's my birthday tip for everyone. You can share yours too. Do you have you can think of one as well, DZ, if you like.
I got one for you.
You have a birthday tip? What is it? Mine is put numbers so you remember the birthday.
So you always remember the year, the age. Yeah, no matter what age. Mm-hmm. Always mark the age somehow in a photo.
Definitely.
Mine is
what?
Try to do something new every year on your birthday.
Oh, I like that.
Something different.
On my birthday?
For your birthday, okay. I should say. Every year, because I know scheduling, whatever.
Yeah.
But every year, try to do something you've never done before. Challenge yourself to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'd like, you know?
I like that. And
it's
what we should do on this show?
What up?
You know what? We're going to start something new. I'm going to figure out something to try new.
Mm-hmm.
And then your birthday's coming up in June.
Yeah, we don't got to worry about that.
June 9th. And then we're going to, in a year, on our birthday, go over what did you say last year you were going to try? And we're going to ask a year later.
And see if we did it.
Check in the next.
Check in.
Got to be here for a year, everybody. Good luck.
No, I'm about that life.
You know,
and everybody can do their thing. Like I said, I'm going to do this for my birthday this year.
And then we'll reflect. And so next year you'll go, Allie, what was the thing you were going to do? And I'm going to tell you, and we'll find out if I went and did it.
All right. Do you know what you want to do this year?
No, I don't. Give me like a couple hours, and I'll tell you.
I already know what new I want to do.
Ooh, what?
I want to get my motorcycle's license.
Oh.
I want to do my courses. I want to get my stuff done for my birthday this year.
Yes.
This is what I want to do.
That's a good one.
Yeah, buddy.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 414-533-1037. What is the birthday tip for people? I say make sure you put numbers somewhere. on the picture so you remember what birthday it is. DZ says, always try something new for that birthday. I love that advice because it makes you try new things and evolve.
Keeps you fresh. Mm-hmm. Keeps your mind active.
All right, we're going to take your calls next.
103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Jamie in Sussex called in and she said she feels us. She likes to do something new every year and she has her husband take the day off and he does it with her.
Ooh, that's nice.
And she also said she's freaking out because she doesn't print anything. And I was like, well, none of us print pictures that much anymore. And she goes, I'm not going to be able to find anything when they graduate. I said, you're going to have to start the digital catalog.
And archive it somehow and start. You got to plan ahead for that. Because think about it. We used to just have the pictures in the books.
Yep.
Now we got to scroll through and find them. Then go send them to print.
Have them in an album and an album. Oh, it's a lot.
Start separating now, y'all.
Well, Aaron's calling from Racine. We're talking birthdays today and birthday advice. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got 20. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Morning, morning.
Look at you having the same name as DZ's wife, Aaron.
It's a great name.
It's a great name. What's your birthday advice?
My birthday advice is, so I've got two. The first one might be obvious, but I post everything and birth date, ages on Facebook so that I can go back in the memories.
Okay.
And I've used that for my daughter's graduation and other big, you know, things for people in my family because I have a large family.
It's kind of like putting it on the cake.
Facebook thanks you.
For real, though.
Trust that you're using them as a photo album. They thank you and they're making money. Trust me. Yeah, I said what I said, definitely. But go on, yeah.
So my other one is that I try to do something that scares me every few years.
Yeah,
I've done some really cool things. Well, I had done going to a dude ranch that I went horseback riding, zip lining, rock climbing, things that were just really scary to me at one
out
point.
Of your comfort zone. Got out of your it. Comfort yes. zone. You had new experiences. That's cool. Yes.
I was wondering what she meant by scaring me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another year was whitewater rafting, which it was insane. But
that's dangerous.
So cool. Yes. And then another year we went down to Shakers. They were filming something for Netflix. With ghosts, and so my friend and I got to be something like that, and ghosts scare me.
Yeah, you know, I get where she's going.
Gee,
she's
why?
Just I really mean, get out the comfort zone.
Said, what the
ghosts
hell?
Scare me.
Aaron, come on. Ghosts, no kidding.
Hey, some people love it, but I don't want anyone to visit me after they pass. I always say, don't come to visit me after you pass because I will die and be right there next to you.
Oh, all right, Aaron.
She's scaring herself on her birthday.
Morbid. This was great until we got to the death part. Have a great day.
We'll talk to you later, dog.
Bye.
Tiffany's calling in Franklin today. Hi, Tiffany. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
We're talking birthdays and birthday advice or tips. What do you think? Yeah.
Well, I think my biggest thing is I always end up crying on my birthday, which is not a bad thing.
Why?
Like, I feel like people always, I don't know. It's like every year you're getting older. I'm only 23. So, like,
you're so young.
Wait, do you not like your life? Because I get happy
because I
feel like it's getting better and better, which makes me the people that cry on their birthday are the ones who are like they're
are they happy tears though? I guess we should ask.
Forward, yeah.
Or they have if they're happy, tears,
sad?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
No, I don't know. I think it's like I'm a Cancer, so I think that kind of explains enough there because they're like crybabies. But
is that the justification for crying on your birthday?
Cancers
are
known to be a little emotional. Sometimes, yeah.
No, you're supposed to be excited for the future.
No, it is, yeah. And I always, like, I have a, you know, summer birthday, so it's nice to always do things. This year I'm going to Greece with my family.
Oh, so you're going to cry in Greece this year?
Hell?
I ain't mad at you.
What are you crying about?
You got
okay, hold on. 23, young as hell, and is going on a trip to Greece this year. There should be no crying on anybody's birthday.
The happy tears of the life
Girl.
And the evolution of. I think she's crying
Girl.
Because she's maturing. Things are evolving. She's going, wow, how have I gotten to these points in my life? And the emotions just flood and you just start to cry.
Imagine when she's 43? Yeah. She's crying at 23?
She's going to be crying the rest of her life. She's a Cancer.
All right. Well, Tiffany, no tears this year. That's the goal.
Hold me to it.
we'll check back in. Bye, Tiffany.
Bye. Right. Let's go to Brittany in Milwaukee, last but not least. Brittany, we're talking birthday advice. What do you got?
So I have two kids myself, and they love balloons big time. So I get the big number balloons to help picture them, and then they can see how old they are.
That part. That's why I love the number balloons. Same thing as the candles on the cake, because you could look back and see the number.
Uh-huh.
You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Yeah. And then another one also that I actually found and I never thought of,
is like, you know how those picture boards are that you can write on with chalk when it's time for like the first day and last day of school?
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
They have like a happy birthday one that they can write down what they want to be when they grow up, what's their favorite food, and aww, they can look back on it a year later and see, well, do I really want to be a doctor?
Oh, you're a Pinterest mom. She's a Pinterest mom.
Is pizza still my favorite food?
She's got that, exactly. You know, the whole chalkboard that we see on first day of school as well.
It's a birthday mood board.
Yeah.
Totally. Yes.
Totally.
I love it.
Yeah, that's great.
They love it.
I love that. Well, that's a good idea, Brittany. Thank you for sharing.
Great tips.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Lots of good texts, and we appreciate it all. So whoever said chat books, I print a mini book for each birthday. All the events we did for the months.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First person to have tickets in the city. How about that? 103.7 Kiss FM. Justin Timberlake just announced this morning he will be coming to Fiserv Forum October 28th.
Did you see any of the teases around the city at all? I saw some of the billboards that they had.
Oh, they did.
I caught one. It was like a weird, glitchy looking thing where all you see is a hanging box and you can tell it's a performer. But as you drive by fast, you're like, who, what? And then all of a sudden, dun, 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 today, the announcement.
It's Justin Timberlake.
It's JT.
I saw Pfizer tease it a little on their social and I went, oh, they're secretly kind of giving us the hint.
So the picture they posted, right?
Uh-huh.
That was the same picture that was on billboards across the city at random spots.
I saw one
driving and it was just like him hanging from like the shadow box. And I was like,
you knew because you secretly knew Justin Timberlake.
But it didn't have anything else on it. It was just the image.
Oh.
Like there was no lettering, there was no marquee, nothing. It was just a picture. So it was a very cryptic billboard.
Well, let's go to Jessica in Cudahy this morning. Hi, Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Allie.
Oh, thank you. Well, Jessica, you heard the news. Justin Timberlake is coming back to Fiserv Forum October 28th. Pretty cool, huh?
So cool.
Have you ever seen him in concert?
I have. I saw him when he was with NSYNC.
Whoa.
So way back. He was the first concert I ever saw.
Stop it. You've never seen him solo?
I've never seen him solo.
Girl.
Jessica, tickets don't even go on sale. Pre-sale starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody has a ticket yet except for you, Jessica.
Hey! Boom, 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 boom.
Gonna see JT. I'm so excited.
Gonna see JT. Hey, gonna see JT.
Such a good show. And I am sure it's going to be even better now. Now we're going to have new music to add to it.
And we don't call him JT no more. It's Justin Timberlake.
It is. Honestly, it's Justin Timberlake, period. And I have some theories as to why he doesn't want to be called JT.
He don't want to be confused with City Girls.
I was kind of on the same wavelength. There's all these YouTubers that go by JT this, and I didn't realize, and my kids were telling me, and they go, is that the same JT on YouTube? And I go,
no.
Oh, that's why he's sticking to Justin Timberlake, because all these people come in with these JT names.
Don't confuse me with nobody but me.
No. Justin Timberlake, you're going to see him. Congrats, Jessica.
Woo-hoo.
Don't get it twisted. You're the first. Let's go.
That's right. Hold on. I got to get some more info, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
And then official general on sale, if you don't have pre-sale, that starts on Thursday at 10 a.m.
Dang.
But guess what? We're going to continue to have them all week, whether you have them or not.
All week?
All week long around this
tomorrow?
Time. Tomorrow?
The day after that?
The day after
and
that.
And the day after that?
And then, yep, keep going all the way to Friday. We have tickets all week long, and we're very excited. Okay, we're going to take a breath, and when we come back, I'll tell you about my coffee date.
Ooh, I keep forgetting that you had a date.
You know what? Didn't we all? But I went. And I have something to say about it.
Good, bad, maybe?
I guess you're just going to have to wait and find out.
Of course you bet. Fine.
I'll tell you next, for sure. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. I like that, wepa, Monday.
It's inspired because you got an update.
Woo, I got a date update.
You had a coffee date.
I did. I actually went on a sober coffee date. Who am I?
Ooh, look at you.
Look at me, everybody.
All right, now spill.
All right. So went on this date on Friday. Mm-hmm. When we originally were talking, this guy had slid into my DMs. And finally, he just kind of was always there. And I said, finally, you just want to meet up for coffee or something? He had tried to give me his number. And I said, I don't do numbers.
He had been courting you for a little bit, though, just trying to holler at you. He seemed like a funny dude.
Yeah. And I said, let's go. He said, he measured himself to be like, I think I'm just 5'11".
His height.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
His height.
I should be
not length and width.
The way I say things on this show.
Yeah, for real.
So I made a thing about me being really tall and 5'11", and you know, guys always lie about their height. And part of me is unsure if they really just are delusional about it. Like, it's not intentional.
Yeah.
They think they're 5'11", but they're 5'8", kind of thing.
Maybe.
Which happens all the time.
More than you think.
And that's what happened once again.
No.
I walked in, and I was like, this guy is not even close to 5'11".
No.
Like, what is he talking about? He's probably 5'9", maybe.
You said he measured himself. With shoes on.
And then he goes, you are really tall. I'm like, for the last time, I'm not going to tell another dude. How many times am I going to have this conversation? If you tell me a height, I'm going to show up and be taller than you if you're not that height. How many times do I have to say this to men?
Until they
show up and they realize, oh, wait.
Yeah, I'm actually 6 feet tall.
I'm going to put boots on. She's never going to know.
Did he have boots on?
No, I don't know.
No, I was going to say, dang.
But that, look, the height's not the thing, though. I've dated a guy shorter than me.
Right.
Pottery guy was shorter than me.
Right.
Okay, fine. I can get past that. However, that wasn't the issue. We sat down. He was really nice.
Okay.
We're having a good convo.
Good.
And then we started talking about our kids. And he made one comment, and that was when, in my mind, the date was like over.
Done.
What do you say about kids? Probably going to shock him if he's actually listening, because I continued to talk to him for like 30 more minutes after this. He basically said he had given up a little bit of time. I asked what his kids' schedule was.
Uh-huh.
And when I asked, he basically had given up a little bit of time to focus on his business. So he had taken time.
He gave up
some of his days,
basically, so that he can focus on his career endeavors. Mm-hmm. And it's his own business, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. It's got to be. He's not working for somebody else.
Mm-mm.
Okay. What's his business?
It's like a remodeling business.
Oh, okay. So he's arguably busy, but dang.
My point was,
you gave up time with your kids.
That was the turnoff. You gave up time with your kids on purpose. Like, I that was it for me. And everybody's got their own thing, but I was like, because DZ, when I got divorced,
mm-hmm.
as traumatic as it was being blindsided, you know, and everything I went through, it was really the losing my kids half the time that was traumatic for
Hardest
me.
Part for
I
you?
Was, I could let him go.
Fair.
I was able to survive without him.
Right.
Even though I thought I could and I did. But then it was my children.
It was splitting the kids.
That was really, really traumatic for me. And I would cry and I'm just going to be really blunt in Mental Health Awareness Month. I would be suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got help for all of these things. Thank God my therapist got me into the best outpatient program, you know, and I got a lot of good help.
Yeah.
So, because I was in a dark place and I got through that. So when I hear someone give up time with their kids or give up their kids, immediately I'm turned off. Immediately. You know what I mean? Because I you know?
I don't see a world where you wouldn't be, quite frankly,
yeah.
especially kind of going through what you've gone through.
Yeah. But, so that was kind of like, okay, and I know I don't even want to insult him, because to each their own, there's people that are going to, he's going to find a woman perfect for him, but it's not going to be me. Our priorities are not the same.
Allie, I was going to say, I don't think you're insulting. You're just saying that as far as for your guys' compatibility's sake, that was a one thing, not even a red flag, but just a cue that let you know you guys weren't going to be a match whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what else happened, that was going to be something that stood out to you as mm-hmm. not good for, not a green light.
He also said something, this may make you giggle, that his ex was fiercely independent and controlling. And I thought, oh, we're not going to work well together. Thought she was independent yet controlling. We're not going to work together well.
Maybe me and your ex will be friends, though.
That part.
That's what Allie was thinking.
When I meet these dudes and sometimes they tell me about their ex, I'm like, she sounds like a bad bitch.
Sounds like my girl.
It's the second time a dude's talked about their ex and I've been like, I want to be friends with her. Like, she sounds like she's got it together, you know? But they're like, oh, she made all the decisions and she didn't let me do anything. And so that's the kind of, you know, that's, I mean, he had some good things to say and he was nice. But those
question.
Were the reasons that I was like, this is not going to go anywhere.
Did you leave the date feeling good at least? All things considered, you're not going to see him again, right? Did you think the date went bad?
No, he was very nice. Yeah. He was very nice.
So it was a good date.
It was. We had some good conversation, but when it was time to see myself out...
You saw yourself out.
I did.
Bye now.
I said, well, thanks for the coffee.
Thank you, friend.
You know, talk to you later.
Bye, buddy.
Not really talk to you never, but you know what I mean.
Sure.
I mean that in the nicest way.
100%.
So it just wasn't a match.
Good. Well,
I tried. I went on a sober coffee date. Yep. It was nice, but he's just not the one for me.
I'm glad you went. I'm glad you experienced. I'm glad, you know, not to say forced yourself, but you put that on yourself because it was a little last minute when we talked about it last week. You felt like it was the pressure on to do it.
Yeah.
Glad you did it. And glad that we now know we ain't gonna see him again, and we move on.
And
next
he's
guy.
Not gonna be on the roster. I feel like some of these guys I gotta go out with and be like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Let's feel through them. What's up? But yo, send me the roster. Send me the possibles.
I will.
We got an open gym or what? Is it open tryouts?
Is that allowed?
You're the coach. You tell me.
Is that legal?
You tell me, owner coach.
I don't know, but I'm down for anything at this point. I mean, my gosh. So there's your date update. I'm done.
All right. That's all. It.
I'm not going out with them again in the end.
Say less.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And it is a very big day. Not only are we giving away Lollapalooza tickets, you have another chance at 11 a.m. with Julia.
Get that next keyword.
4-day passes. But we also had a big announcement about Milwaukee and how Justin Timberlake is coming to Pfizer Forum October 28th.
Ah, Justin Timberlake! Woo!
So we gave away tickets first in the city, and we'll have more tomorrow. Get ready.
Said what we said.
So DZ.
Because it's not the only thing about this big day. It's your birthday. it's tu cumpleaños.
It is my birthday. It was on a Saturday last year, so we did not get to talk about it.
Right.
But you brought me the best gift. I'm going to go grab that, and then I'm going to tell you what everybody should do on their birthday.
Okay. So you go get your gift, and I'm sitting here theorizing of what's something that everybody should be doing for their birthday. Whatever it might be. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a myriad of things you could be talking about, but what is it for you that you think everybody should do?
This weekend, I went out with two of my girlfriends. One of them was like, we have to do something. And I was like, I don't want to do anything.
Right.
And I meant it. And she was like, we have to do something. So me and another friend, I said, I'm not inviting the world. I'm not planning anything. And
not we trying went to do out, crazy.
We went to the Milwaukee Public Market. I ate a pound of shrimp. Jeez. At the Tiki Bar.
Dang.
It was the best ever.
Pound of shrimp?
Like, it was not how I pictured my night going. It was the end of the night, by the way. That was like the last stop when they all ate with me, by the way.
The pound of shrimp came at the end of the night, though.
Yeah, but we had a good time in the Third Ward, and then we got to the Public Market, which was bumping because of the weather. Packed to the nines, in and out.
Everybody wanted to be outside.
Downtown was on fire this weekend. So, it was great. And then we went to the market where I got that shrimp at St. Paul Fish Company. But looky here, DZ got me a 12-pack of Diet Coke. Thank you very much.
Just a little something for your birthday, man. Had to restock the mini fridge.
You see how I don't need...
You're holding it like a baby.
Because it is my baby.
It is your baby.
Diet Coke. Kids.
Diet Coke is your baby.
Diet Coke over kids all day. No, I'm just kidding.
You said what you said. Don't lie.
I did. So thank you for that, DZ.
You're very welcome, man. I see Diet Coke. I think of you. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm the poster. I'm the spokesperson.
They better endorse you at some point, bro.
They should. I should endorse them. DZ, one of the things I wanted to tell you, though, was that you brought in pictures the other day of you when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
I had a family album that a coworker had needed for a project they're working on. So they had my albums for a while and then brought them back to me.
And I was excited to look at some of your childhood photo albums.
You saw all the baby pictures.
I saw all your pictures. I even saw you naked at the age of 2, which is, you know, we're not going to talk about.
I think I was a baby. I think I was 1.
You were little.
I was little.
It was a
little
baby picture.
Yeah.
But DZ, there was one, I think, picture where it had on the cake, whatever you had, it had the number of your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I said to you, oh, I wish everyone, when they take their birthday pictures, would have some type of number.
Something.
Even candles on the cake, balloon numbers.
Anything.
Anything. Because now I find myself looking back over pictures in life. And if there's not a number.
You got no clue.
I can't tell you what birthday it was with my kids and me. If there's no number,
good luck. No, you're right about
that. Good
luck. And even the timestamp, like just because I know the year, now I got to do math to figure out what year it was and how old I was then.
If you have the timestamp of the year.
If. pictures don't even have that anymore.
No, there's no timestamp unless it's on digital and you have that on a phone or something.
Sure.
But I'm telling you, there are birthdays where I have a few pictures and I'm like, was I 32 or 33? Like, literally, you're like, I have no idea. Because there was no numbers.
Yo, you're so right about that. Because my mom,
Same thing with your kids.
Even when, say, we'd take a picture or the cake, whatever, and it didn't have a number on it, my mom would go through and put the year somewhere or put my age somewhere. So say the cake didn't have my age on it on a candle.
Yeah.
She would write it with a pen or a marker so that it looked like it was on the cake still. So she knew. She'd write it on a balloon or something. I've got 1,000 pictures from different birthdays where it's a random balloon that she wrote in pen 7 because it was a 7th birthday.
She just wrote it on there. Smart.
Just to know.
I look at pictures even of Owen and Hudson and they're only 10 and 12, but I remember Owen, there was one where I was looking at it and I go, was he 5 or 6?
Mm-hmm.
And you think, I'm going to remember and see my... You will not remember. Not they will all run together if you don't have the numbers.
Nope. And I mean, memories just tend to bleed through.
Yeah.
15 years later, you're going to go, I don't remember what year that was.
No clue.
Unless you do something that's absolutely monumental and burns into your memory, you're not going to remember.
No, you're not. And that's why I am obsessed with putting the numbers, whether it's on the cake or in balloon form or whatever. I've done that now with my kids, and I'm going to thank my own self later for that when I'm looking back at these memories, because I'm already doing it with some of their earlier birthdays, and they're not that old.
They're not that old at
all. How am I supposed to remember what birthday it was if there's no number?
How was Allie supposed to put the baby album together for their high school graduation when she doesn't know what order it's in?
Seriously, I wasn't going to do it anyway, but you know what I mean.
Were they 7? Were they 12? I don't know.
Honestly. And with Owen's height?
You can't tell the difference?
We're not going to know the difference. I'm telling you what.
So that's your something that everybody should do for their birthday.
Yeah, that's my birthday advice, I feel like. Always make sure you take some way, even if you're trying to avoid your age, don't.
Yeah.
Own it, because you're going to look back and wish you knew what birthday it was. And if you want to be older, well, you're not. So put the right age on your cake.
True.
And then have the memories correct.
I don't even want to get too morbid on this, but say you develop a cognitive disability where you start to forget things.
Sure.
You'd love to know, oh, that was for my 44th. That was for my 40th. That was for my 13th. Oh, wow. Look at those men. You never know what that's going to help trigger. It could help you.
Well, if I'm not going to, if I can't even remember which one of my kids' birthday it was, I'm surely not remembering my own.
My own.
Please. That. All right. It's my birthday tip for everyone. You can share yours too. Do you have you can think of one as well, DZ, if you'd like.
I got one. I got one for you.
You have a birthday tip? What is it? Mine is put numbers so you remember the birthday.
So you always remember the year, the age. Yeah, no matter what age. Mm-hmm. Always mark the age somehow in a photo.
Definitely.
Mine is try to do something new every year on your birthday.
Oh, I like that.
Something different.
On my birthday?
For your birthday, okay. I should say. Every year, because I know scheduling, whatever.
Yeah.
But every year, try to do something you've never done before. Challenge yourself to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
what I'd like, you know?
I like that. I like that. And
it's
you know
your
what we should do on this show?
What up?
You know what? We're going to start something new. I'm going to figure out something to try new.
Mm-hmm.
And then your birthday's coming up in June.
Yeah, we don't got to worry about that.
June 9th. And then we're going to, in a year, on our birthday, go over what did you say last year you were going to try? And we're going to ask a year later.
And see if we did it.
Check in the next. I
know. Check in.
Got to be here for a year, everybody. Good luck.
No, I'm about that life.
You know,
and everybody can do their thing. Like I said, I'm going to do this for my birthday this year.
And then we'll reflect. And so next year you'll go, Allie, what was the thing you were going to do? And I'm going to tell you, and we'll find out if I went and did it.
All right. Do you know what you want to do this year?
No, I don't. Give me like a couple hours, and I'll tell you.
I already know what new I want to do.
Oh, what?
I want to get my motorcycle's license.
Oh.
I want to do my courses. I want to get my stuff done for my birthday this year.
Yes.
This is what I want to do.
That's a good one.
Yeah, buddy.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 414-533-1037. What is the birthday tip for people? I say make sure you put numbers somewhere on the picture so you remember what birthday it is. DZ says always try something new for that birthday. I love that advice because it makes you try new things and evolve.
Keeps you fresh. Mm-hmm. Keeps your mind active.
All right. We're going to take your calls next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Jamie in Sussex called in and she said she feels us. She likes to do something new every year and she has her husband take the day off and he does it with her.
Ooh, that's nice.
Uh-huh. And she also said she's freaking out because she doesn't print anything. And I was like, well, none of us print pictures that much anymore. And she goes, I'm not going to be able to find anything when they graduate. I said, you're going to have to start the digital catalog.
And archive it somehow and start. Uh-huh. You got to plan ahead for that. Because think about it. We used to just have the pictures in the books.
Yep.
Now we got to scroll through and find them. Then go send them to print.
Have them in an album and an album. Oh, mm-hmm. It's a lot.
Start separating now, y'all.
Well, Aaron's calling from Racine. We're talking birthdays today and birthday advice. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got 20. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Morning, morning.
Look at you having the same name as DZ's wife, Aaron.
It's a great name.
It's a great name. What's your birthday advice?
My birthday advice is, so I've got two. The first one might be obvious, but I post everything and birth date, ages on Facebook so that I can go back in the memories.
Okay.
And I've used that for my daughter's graduation and other big, things for people in my family because I have a large family.
It's kind of like putting it on the cake.
Facebook thanks you.
For real, though.
Trust that you're using them as a photo album. They thank you and they're making money. Trust me. Yeah, I said what I said, definitely. But go on. Yeah.
So my other one is that I try to do something that scares me every few years.
Yeah,
I've done some really cool things. Well, I had done going to a dude ranch that I went horseback riding, zip lining, rock climbing, things that were just really scary to me at one point.
Out of your comfort zone. Out of your comfort zone. You had new experiences. That's cool. Yes.
I was wondering what she meant by scaring me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another year was whitewater rafting, which it was insane. But
that's dangerous.
So cool. Yes. And then another year we went down to Shakers. They were filming something for Netflix. With ghosts, and so my friend and I got to be something like that, and ghosts scare me.
Yeah, I get where she's going.
Gee,
she's
why?
Just I really mean, get out the comfort zone.
What the
ghosts
hell?
Scare me,
Aaron? Come on, ghosts? No kidding.
Hey, some people love it, but I don't want anyone to visit me after they pass. I always say, don't come to visit me after you pass because I will die and be right there next to you.
All right, Aaron.
She's now scaring
getting,
herself on her birthday.
Morbid. This was great until we got to the death part. Have a great day.
We'll talk to you later, though. Bye.
Tiffany's calling in Franklin today. Hi, Tiffany. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
We're talking birthdays and birthday advice or tips. What do you think? Yeah.
Well, I think my biggest thing is I always end up crying on my birthday, which is not a bad thing.
Why?
Like, I feel like people always, I don't know. It's like every year you're getting older. I'm only 23. So, like.
You're so young.
Wait, do you not like your life? Because I get happy
because I
feel like it's getting better and better, which makes me, the people that cry on their birthday are the ones who are like,
are they happy tears though? I guess we should ask.
Forward, yeah.
Or they have, if they're happy tears,
sad.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
No, I don't know. I think it's like, I'm a Cancer, so I think that kind of explains enough there because they're like crybabies, but.
Is that the justification for crying on your birthday?
Cancers
are
known to be a little emotional. Sometimes, yeah.
No, you're supposed to be excited for the future.
No, it is, yeah. And I always, like, I have a, summer birthday, so it's nice to always do things. This year I'm going to Greece with my family.
Oh, so you're going to cry in Greece this year?
Hell?
I ain't mad at you.
What are you crying about? You
got
hold on. 23, young as hell, and is going on a trip to Greece this year. There should be no crying on anybody's birthday.
The happy tears of the life
Girl.
And the evolution of. I think she's crying
Girl.
Because she's maturing. Things are evolving. She's going, wow, how have I gotten to these points in my life? And the emotions just flood and you just start to cry.
Imagine when she's 43. Yeah. She's crying at 23.
She's going to be crying the rest of her life. She's a Cancer.
All right. Well, Tiffany, no tears this year. That's the goal.
Hold me to it.
we'll check back in. Bye,
right,
Tiffany.
Bye. Right. Let's go to Brittany in Milwaukee, last but not least. Brittany, we're talking birthday advice. What do you got?
So I have two kids myself, and they love balloons big time. So I get the big number balloons to help picture them, and then they can see how old they are.
That part. That's why I love the number balloons. Same thing as the
exactly.
candles on the cake, because you could look back and see the number.
Uh-huh.
You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then another one also that I actually found and I never thought of is, like, you know how those picture boards are that you can write on with chalk when it's time for, like, the first day and last day of school?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they
of course.
They have, like, a happy birthday one that they can write down what they want to be when they grow up, what's their favorite food, and
Aww.
They can look back on it a year later
and see, well, do I really want to be a doctor?
Oh, you're a Pinterest mom. She's a Pinterest mom.
Is pizza still my favorite food?
She's got that, exactly. You know, the whole chalkboard that we see on first day of school as well.
It's a birthday mood board.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
Totally.
I like
they
it.
Love it.
Yeah, that's great.
They love it.
I love that. Well, that's a good idea, Brittany. Thank you for sharing.
Great tips.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Lots of good texts, and we appreciate it all. So whoever said chat books, I print a mini book for each birthday. All the events we did for the month celebrate. It's helpful with kids. If you think I'm printing a book every year,
month?
I can't even get a damn picture with the numbers on it. Now you want a book?
All right, now we're getting excessive.
Okay.
Pinterest mom next level.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.